We go now to Rosie in El Paso, Texas, listening on EWTN. Oh, no, listening to EWTN on Roku. And I didn't even know you could do that. Rosie, you are on with Jim Blackburn.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Rosie.
I have a question. I teach RCIA, and it wasn't a question before that when I had a catechumen and they didn't convalidate their marriage, they were married civilly, they had to take care of that first, or they would get their sacraments on the day that they convalidated their marriage. So now my question is, the new priest, I have a new priest at my parish, and he says no. He says that you are not supposed to turn away anybody from the sacraments of initiation, even if they have not convalidated their marriage, as long as they're serious about convalidating their marriage, even afterwards. So he could go ahead and get all three sacraments at this time. And I keep hearing around here that, from different priests, that the local the priest from each parish can decide for himself who can take communion and who cannot. And if this is true, I'd like for you to tell me where I could find this. What document? What has changed? Am I wrong? Is he wrong? What is going on?
Okay. Well, Rosie, you mentioned quite a bit of information there. I have a question for you, though. Are we talking about, you mentioned you are an RCIA teacher. Are we talking about catechumens? Are you sure we're talking about catechumens here?
Yes, because a catechumen. He needs to be baptized. He has never been baptized in any church.
Okay. Well, then there's been, I think, at least some sort of a misunderstanding or a miscommunication because, as I'm sure you know, baptism is oftentimes called the gateway to the sacraments. It is the sacrament that must be received before any of the other sacraments can be received. So until someone in your RCIA, until a catechumen, and that's what a catechumen is, someone who has not been baptized but is coming into the church. Until a catechumen has been baptized, he cannot validly or illicitly receive the other sacraments. So that's, that's fundamental Catholic doctrine right there. So I would approach, who was it that told you this? Was it your pastor that mentioned this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Then I would take, this is serious enough of a concern that I would take this up the ladder, you know, call the bishop's office or call the vicar for priests, someone to, at the diocesan level to see if you can explain this to them, see if they can explain to you what's going on. And I suspect what has happened is that your pastor has misunderstood some sort of a directive from the bishop that might say something to the effect of, if you have someone who's approaching you for the sacraments, it's at your discretion whether you can administer the sacraments or not, presuming that this is a baptized Catholic that we're talking about. Because certainly I can't believe a bishop would, I'm certain that a bishop has not, done what you've said and, allowed priests to administer sacraments to the unbaptized, because it's not possible to administer the sacraments to the unbaptized. So I would take this up. I think there's been some miscommunication probably from between your pastor and wherever he received the instruction, and it's something that is a serious enough of a concern. I think the church would call this a grave issue, serious enough of a concern that it should be addressed. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie.